This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Annika Sorenstam is a 10-time major champion, member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, and was the European captain for the 2017 Solheim Cup team. It is always a pleasure to welcome my friend Annika Sorenstam back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Annika.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's always good to talk to you. All right, a few weeks ago, you had the, believe it or not, 10th annual Annika Invitational. 78 top juniors from around the world. Annika, are there players at that age that you're comfortable saying are better than you were at that age?
Oh, yes. I was a late bloomer, for sure. I would say, like you said, I can't believe, first of all, it's been 10 years. And also just to see the growth of junior golf, girls golf especially, and see how far it's come and how mature and professional these young ladies are. I would say I was far from that. So, you know, having said that, it's fun to be part of it. And, you know, we take pride in the hard work and our commitment to growing the game. And it's fun to see these young girls blossom and then move on to whether it's college or professional. It's really cool.
What is it that they wanted to hear from you?
I think, you know, just to be yourself and share some experiences and some of the lessons learned, and, you know, how I believe that there's no one way to get things done. You know, there's always recipe for success, but it varies depending on who you are and where you're from and how you go about things. That, you know, find your own way and believe in your own strength, and not to feel like you have to be a certain way and you have to swing a certain way, and, like, you know, that we welcome different personalities and different approaches is good. So, but learn from your mistakes and learn how to set goals. And so there's a few things that I think, you know, it's very common and everybody can use, but the other areas where you think, hey, you know, you got to be you and do it your way.
Is that the most important thing that you wanted to get across to them?
Most of the time it is, yeah. I mean, we talk about a lot of different things. You know, our tagline is more than golf. So, you know, we would address different topics every year. And of course, different players have different concerns or questions. It's so funny because early in the week, all the girls are very quiet, very shy. And then, you know, once we start having our activities and once we do the clinic, all of a sudden, you know, it's selfies here and questions here, and I mean, it's really fun to see them, and, you know, then they dare to come up and ask questions. But, I mean, they have so many different questions, whether it's fitness, whether it's, you know, what is it like to play college golf, or how does it work with a caddy, or, you know, how do you find a sponsor? I mean, the list goes on. So you just remember what it was like, you know, being that age and having all those questions and not knowing what to do and what's next. But we always tell them, take your time, one thing at a time, and learn from your mistakes and see what happens.
Would you have listened to you when you were their age? I mean, would you have been a question asker?
Good question. You know, I'm a little stubborn.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, yeah, I think you heard it right. Today I would certainly listen. You know, at that age, you know, I think it would probably a lot of information. You know, trying to, you know, kind of maybe it will scare you a little bit, but I do want to share with them that I'm, you know, I'm human. I made mistakes, and you know, I think the most important thing is to understand that every player has their own development curve. You know, just because you're great at the age of 10 doesn't mean you're great at 16 or vice versa. You just have to kind of go with your own development curve and your progression in general that, and you know, not everybody wants to go to college, not everybody wants to turn professional, and just realize that we all have different strengths, and it's okay to be different and to be unique. So, you know, coming from Sweden, you probably think, well, how can you be a golfer? And then, you know, going to college late, which is what I did, and then turn professional, and how can you win golf tournaments being afraid to give a winning speech? But we all overcome our fears somehow, one way or another, if you want to move forward and grow.
We're talking with Annika Sorenstam here on the Augusta Golf Show. You and I have talked on more than one occasion about how busy you are in retirement. I think I saw, did I see that you were on the road like 146 days last year? Are you slowing it down a little bit, or Annika, are you speeding it up a little bit?
It's hard to speed it up because I'm supposed to be retired, keep in mind, from competitive golf, but this year has been a lot slower. You know, the season is starting, and we'll probably be heading on the road soon. But yeah, last year was a busy year. It's, you know, I'm obviously very thankful for all the opportunities and different experiences I still get to do when it comes to golf. So, and I do still have some partners I'm proud to represent. And then with the foundation, the six junior golf tournaments we have. So it keeps me busy, you know, sprinkle in some golf course design here and there. And then just being a mom is really what, you know, takes most of my time, which I'm, you know, that's what I want to do nowadays.
Speaking of the older days, there was a time when you and Tiger were trading majors and you guys would kind of text back and forth as you would pick up another major. Have you watched him the last couple of weeks? And if so, what have you thought about what you've seen?
I certainly have. I mean, if you tune into golf, it's hard to miss, if you know what I mean.
There is that, yes.
There's certainly the topic. And I think, you know, just like everybody else, you're curious to see how is he going to do. I mean, you can tell that he has worked very, very, very hard. I think he actually looks quite good as far as swinging and just him on the golf course. And I think this last week's performance, I think that surprised me. I mean, obviously I haven't seen it up close, so just like many people just watching on TV, I thought he did really well. So good to see he's good for golf. As a matter of fact, he's great for golf. And it'll be interesting to obviously follow him the next few weeks and then coming into the majors. But I think he's doing a lot better than I thought he would.
Harder, and I know you didn't go through this, but explain to the listener, harder to get your physical game back or your mental game back?
Well, I think, you know, in his case, it started just being, you know, physical. He's always been so mentally strong. And then, you know, when his back was starting to break down and one thing after another, and, you know, you have to adjust your swing because, you know, you can't do what you used to do. And it's very difficult. So then I think it becomes more mental also. And so, you know, now he's got his physical back, it looks like. And now we have to get back in that mental, the mental attitude, the mental strength of knowing I can hit these shots again. You know, I've been there, but now I got to do it. So, you know, it will take a little while, but I already think he's certainly looked like he's ahead of the curve already, which in a way doesn't surprise me because what he has done in his career, he has done things that nobody else have done. You know, there's a reason why he's Tiger Woods. So, I hope he's having fun. He's certainly put a lot of effort into it, and hopefully he can stay healthy and pain-free and enjoy.
Let's bring this full circle here. All the talk over the last decade about growing the game, and you mentioned this in the beginning of our conversation, you have to take some satisfaction that the game really does seem to be booming with girls and young women.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think it's just the beginning of the growth because there's room for more growth. You know, there's still only a third out of all the juniors that play are girls. So it would be great to get it to 50-50, of course, and because it is a sport that women and young girls can play also. So we're just going to keep on working. And, I mean, there are different methods of getting girls into the game than just boys. Different initiatives that need to take place. And I think we're seeing that. And I agree with you. I think golf is in a good place. I mean, maybe not so many golf courses are being built or rebuilt, but just as far as participation and interest and money spent and so forth, I feel like it's in a good place.
I was going to let you go, but what do you have to do different to get girls involved than you do with boys?
Well, girls are, you know, they like to have girlfriends with them. They like to have more social aspect of it. And, I, you know, this is generalizing. Not every girl is the same, and not every boy is the same. But girls, you know, they like meeting other girls and having fun. A lot of times, I mean, I talk about this because I know what it's like. You know, growing up in Sweden, we had a golf club, and it was 10 to 15 boys, and there were two girls. It was my sister, and then it was me. And so, you know, if you don't strong enough or you don't have the desire enough, you probably would have chosen another sport. But that's why we need to have girls playing with other girls and have fun. And that's one of the things we try to obviously do with our tournaments is we want them to meet other friends. You know, build, increase your little, you know, Snapchats and, you know, all of that. Just get more friends and follow friends. And I think it's encouraging each other.
Mm. She is Annika Sorenstam. This is the first I've heard of you being stubborn, by the way. Annika, thank you for taking the time to do this. We will see each other soon. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.